Zakaya is a man who was a tax collector. A tax collector was not having a lot of love from people. He was hated from everyone because they usually unfair. But this Zakaya wanted to see our Lord Jesus Christ. When he wanted to see our Lord Jesus Christ, he had problems. He was hated from people. There was so many people around the Lord, and he was short stature. And he couldn't see him. He was a busy man as well, but he left everything to see Christ. And when he couldn't see him, he was not ashamed of climbing a sycamore tree to see the Lord. He found the time. He had the effort to seek and to see the Lord. If you want really to see the Lord, you have to find the time for Him. You have to do the effort to do so. Our Lord Jesus Christ left everyone and went to Zakaya, who is on the tree, found in his heart the man who can be changed. Though the appearance of Zakaya was a bad man, but the Lord was the only one who can see his heart. The Lord does not take the views of people about us, but he looks straight to our hearts. And the Lord went to Zakaya and said to him, "Hurry up, come down, I must stay at your home." And Zakaya accepted the offer. He could have said, "No, Lord, I don't want you to come to my house." But he accepted the offer and went down in a hurry. And took the Lord to his own house. And in Zakaya's house, Zakaya was with the Lord. When Zakaya was with the Lord, he could see himself. He could see his sins. He could see his life. And that is why the Bible didn't tell us what was happening or what the conversation between the Lord and Zakaya, but told us the conclusion. The conclusion that Zakaya stood up and said to our Lord, "Half of my wealth to the poor, and what about the other half, Zakaya? Would you keep it for yourself? How would you live?" "No, and even the other half, I would give it to those who I have have been unfair to. Even if I have been unfair a little with anybody, I will reward them fourfold. I will pay fourfold to everyone I have been unfair to. As if Zakiah came out empty hands. Empty hands. As if Zakiah gave everything he had. He was a wealthy man. But that wealthy man gave all what he has. What do you think? What do you think? What did make Zakiah to give everything he has? What do you think? What do you think? Would he give it without anything? What do you think? How can a man give everything he has? How? The only thing is, he had more. He had more from Christ. He had much more from the Lord. He had the grace of the Lord. And because he had the grace of the Lord, and he felt it is much more than what he has, he was able to give it to him. This is our question today. Our question today, do you think you can give up any beloved sin? Do you think you can give up any beloved bad habit? I am sure you can give it up only when you feel the Lord will give you more. And the Lord will give you more joy and more fulfilling life than what you are doing. May the Lord open our eyes to see that His grace is more than anything else ever in our lives. That is why we can give up anything for Him, even our lives, even our lives. The martyrs gave Him their lives because they knew that he gave them a better life. A better life. This is the most important thing that we need to think about.